You, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you're tipping off today with a Texas basketball showdown.
Kim, we're going to tip off with pro basketball.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
This evening's marquee National Basketball Association game is in Houston, Texas. That's where the Houston Rockets host their Texas rival, the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs. The Rockets have been one of the big surprises through the first week of the NBA's regular season. They've exploded to five straight victories, matching the 5-0 start by the Memphis Grizzlies, who scored a 102-91 road win Wednesday night over the Phoenix Suns. The Spurs, meanwhile, led by their veteran trio of Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili, have a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. Duncan scored 17 points and grabbed 13 rebounds Wednesday night as the Spurs clipped the wings of the visiting Atlanta Hawks 94-92. Ginobili made 2 free throws with about 4 seconds left in the game to clinch the victory for the Spurs, who posted their 17th straight win at home over Atlanta. In fact, San Antonio has never lost at home to the Hawks since drafting Tim Duncan in 1997. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets are thriving early in the NBA season with the three-point shot. Their best three-point shooter so far has been Trevor Ariza, who leads the NBA with 21 three-pointers while converting 60% of his long-distance shots. Now, Ariza played last season for my beloved Washington Wizards, and I was hoping the Wizards would re-sign him, but he decided to go to Houston. Meanwhile, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are struggling early. They lost Wednesday night to the host Utah Jazz 102-100. Gordon Hayward made a shot at the final buzzer to delight the fans in Salt Lake City, Utah. LeBron and the Cavs, billed as one of the NBA's top clubs at the start of the season, now have a record of 1 win and 3 losses. Utah has 2 wins and 3 losses. And let's not forget my Washington Wizards, VOA basketball fans. Playing here in Washington Wednesday night, the Wizards beat the Indiana Pacers 96-94 in overtime. All-star guard John Wall had 31 points and 10 assists for my magical Wizards, who have won 4 of their first 5 games. And speaking of Wizards, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Barcelona's scoring wizard, Lionel Messi. Messi matched Raul Gonzalez's UEFA Champions League scoring record of 71 goals with his second strike for Barcelona against Ajax Wednesday in a 2-0 victory. Messi notched his 70th and 71st goals in his 90th match in Europe's top club football competition. As a point of comparison, former Real Madrid and Schalke striker Raul took 142 matches to reach his tally. Messi's record-equaling effort came one night after his Portuguese rival Cristiano Ronaldo, who has scored 70 Champions League goals, failed to find the net in Real Madrid's 1-0 victory over Liverpool. Ronaldo did have some good news Wednesday, though. He was presented with Europe's Golden Boot trophy for a third time during a ceremony in Madrid. Turning to tennis, Serbian star Novak Djokovic and twin brothers Bob and Mike Bryan of the USA are favorites at next week's ATP World Tour Finals in London. Djokovic is currently ranked number one in the world in singles, while the Bryan brothers are ranked number one in the world in doubles. Djokovic is bidding for his 3rd consecutive title at the indoor event, held at the O2 Arena in the British capital. The Bryan brothers, meanwhile, lost in the doubles final last year in London to the Spanish duo of David Marrero and Fernando Verdasco. Novak Djokovic and the Bryan brothers are both coming off titles at the Paris Masters indoor tournament in France. Djokovic defeated Canada's Milos Raonic 6-2 and 6-3 in the singles final. And the Bryan brothers beat Marcin Matkowski of Poland and Jürgen Meltzer of Austria in a hard-fought three sets. Reporter Kirsten Webster was courtside in Paris, and she takes a look back at their victories.
At times, it was like the master playing an apprentice. Djokovic was simply in a different class throughout the match. Raonic made too many unforced errors, and with Djokovic, one of the best returners in the game, Raonic was unable to use his normally devastating serve to dig himself out of trouble. It was Djokovic's 600th career win and first title as a dad. Crucially, it stretches the Serbian's lead over Roger Federer in the race for the season-ending number one world ranking.
It helps that I won the title in Bercy, that I'm playing well, that I'm feeling good about myself on the court. Now I cannot affect his own matches, I can affect only what I can do, and every match that I play and win gets me closer to holding number one at the end of the year.
The doubles trophy was won by the Bryan brothers again, their 32nd title in a Masters 1000 event.
It was hard fought. It wasn't always pretty at times. A lot of big serving. Guys were playing I formation. They're throwing a lot of different strategies at us. I just thought we competed well. Played well in some big moments in the breakers. Some broken plays there, but I thought we just kept our head. And Mike hit a great return on match point to seal the victory. But we're extremely happy. It's been a great Masters 1000 season for us. Six titles is incredible for us, and we're very excited.
Mike, were you expecting such a tough match today?
Yeah, we played those guys many times before. They're a new team, though, so we didn't really know what to expect. We know they're capable of playing great tennis. They showed it. They broke Bob first game of the match, so we started behind the eight ball, but got back into it, and then it was just a dogfight. First set was a breaker. It could have gone either way, and then they played a great second set. And third set's a coin flip, so we feel very fortunate to win.
This has been another amazing year for you. This was your 50th final in the Masters Series. Do you continually try and break records? I mean, what is keeping you motivated?
We hate to lose. We're 36 years old, which, 10 years ago, it would have seemed ancient. But, everyone is raising the bar on the age. You got Daniel Nestor, who's three in the world at 42. So that makes us feel younger. We just want to be consistent, play well every week. We go into these tournaments feeling like we're the favorite, which is nice. And this week was another example that we just put it together point after point, and it added up to a victory. So we're excited.
And, of course, there's one more title to go in London. How motivated are you for that?
Yeah, we're obviously really motivated. The top eight teams in the world, it's a double showcase. So it's a special atmosphere. We want to finish the year strong. We've had a great season. But it's nice to put a cherry on top of the season. You go into the off season happy if you win your last match. So we want to play well there.
The pair just continuing their dominance of men's doubles. Kirsten Webster, VOA Sport, Paris.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
We got the game on.
Game on. VOA Sports fans, joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark kicks off with a story on Kenyan rugby.
Despite losing their bid to stage an IRB 7 series event, Kenya is set to construct a new rugby stadium. The Kenya Rugby Union head Mwangi Muthee disclosed in Nairobi, Kenya made an unsuccessful bid to stage one of the events in the IRB 7 aside series, leaving Nelson Mandela Bay in South Africa as the only venue for the nine-leg series on the continent. Singapore, the French capital Paris, and Vancouver in Canada will replace Glasgow in Scotland, Japan's capital Tokyo, and Las Vegas in the United States of America,
Voice of America,
as venues for the series this year. Muthee told the Nairobi media that the planned construction of a rugby stadium in Nairobi has the government's backing. It is aimed at making Kenya an international rugby competition destination. Turning to athletics, defending champions Philmon Rono of Kenya and Ethiopian Jeanette Yaleu seek to retain the men's and women's crowns at the Obudu Africa Mountain Running Championships in Obudu, Cross River State, South Nigeria on Saturday. Rono's path to victory will be much harder given the expected challenge from Ethiopian three-time winner Abebe Dinkesa and Hunegao Mesfin, who won the men's race 4 years ago. Meanwhile, tomorrow Friday, as a dress rehearsal for the main event, there'll be a race for the VIP, where for the first time the Cross River State Governor Senator Liel Imoke will don his running gear for action. Staying in Nigeria, 17-year-old Abdel Rahman Afez won the boys 400 meters in 48.70 seconds at the North Central Athletics Championships in Ilorin, the Kwara State capital in southwest Nigeria. Esther Ashamu prevailed in the girls 400 meters in 54.94 seconds. The competition marks the start of Nigeria's build-up to the Africa Youth and Junior Athletics Championships next year. Nigeria are defending champions at both African events.
Thanks, Mark. That's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. I tweeted earlier Thursday that I'm loving those Johannesburg birds chirping in the background of Mark's report. My sporty handle on Twitter is at VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle at VOA Sunny Sports. You can chirp, 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 or you can tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunnies.